are listening to Between the Covers, a literature quickie with host Tofu Dave on your community radio station WCOM. And today we have with us the author of a new novel, Confessions of an Innocent Man, David Dow, who is the founder and director of the Texas Innocence Network. Hello, David. How are you today?
I'm fine, Tofu Dave. How are you?
Well, pretty good. I read your new novel, and it raises a lot of issues. And the way I thought we might get into it is for you to tell me a little bit about the two nonfiction books that you've written, which sort of, it seems to me, are probably form some of the thought basis for your novel. Can you tell us about them?
I can, and you're absolutely right. I wrote a memoir 9 years ago called The Autobiography of an Execution. And that book was about my life as a death penalty lawyer, and it focused primarily on one case and also how I brought that case home with me. And by bring that case home with me, what I mean is that I have a wife, and my wife and I have a son, and there was one case that I was writing about that bothered me a lot, and I brought it home in a way that I think was probably inevitable, but also created some stress.
For sure.
And after that book, I wrote a second memoir called Things I've Learned from Dying, which was again about one of my cases, but was also about two other things that were happening in my life simultaneously. One of them was that my father-in-law, who I was very close to, was dying from melanoma. And then the third thing that was happening was that a dog that my wife and I had had for many, many years was suffering from acute liver failure, and all those things were happening at the same time. And so I wrote those two books, and there were major parts of those books that, because they were about my cases, compelled me to change some details so that people would not know what case I was actually writing about. And
sure.
The details that I changed, honestly, Tofu Dibby, I think of as trivial. So I would say that something happened in San Antonio when really it happened in Amarillo. Or I would say that somebody was tall and fat when really the person was short and thin.
Right.
You know, just, and the reason I had to do that is because I have a duty of confidentiality, and that continues even after my clients are executed. And so if I'm going to write a book about one of my cases, I need to write it in a way that makes it somewhere between very difficult and impossible for somebody to sit down with a computer and take the details of the case and figure out who I'm talking about. And so I would just change the details that were the sort of thing you would type into a search engine.
Right. Now, in a sense, that then, that's what lets you then go to the novelistic form, where you can be freed of the worry about sticking to a particular case. And I want to be careful here, because there are a lot of things in your novel that would probably be spoilers for me to get on, but it definitely does touch on moral and ethical issues. So I wanted to turn, in the few minutes we have left, to some of those issues at a macro level. We're in North Carolina, which has been known to be sort of a tough place to be in prison, frankly. I work with some of those populations, and Texas, really, I think, accurately or not, has a sort of a national reputation for being a tough place if you're got a capital case and you end up on death row. I don't know, you probably know more than me the statistics, but a lot of people seem to get executed in Texas. So
yes,
some of these questions obviously are what inform your new novel, again, Confessions of an Innocent Man. In the novel, you chose to have the gentleman who was tried be, in the novel, not guilty of murder, although it turns out he may not be as innocent a person as we would like to believe. And I guess that's something you grapple with in your life morally and intellectually.
Right. And so let me first circle back to the point that you made by way of introduction, which is that precisely the reason that I wanted to write a novel was to be freed from the constraints of having to have the details be true. But that said, the characters in this book, from the central character who is sent to death row to the other prisoners who he meets while he's on death row, to the prison guards, to the prosecutor, to the defense lawyers, to the judges, all of them are all people who are deeply influenced by people who I've met in real life. They're product of my imagination, obviously.
Yes, and incidentally, I wanted to mention that particularly your description of the personalities of some of the guards, I actually found true to life, knowing some people that work in correctional facilities near here who are vastly underpaid, undereducated, and in fact, they can't even fill all the positions because they're not paying enough. You created a good blend of quietly sympathetic guards and others who were pretty calloused by the system, and you did a good job, I thought.
I appreciate that very much, and I've obviously gotten to know some prison guards in the course of my work. I know some prison guards just because I see them and chat with them when I go to the prison. I know others because I have much longer interviews with them in the course of my working on the case of one of my clients. And prison guards are like everybody else in life. Prison guards are like prisoners or like defense lawyers or like prosecutors or like judges, and that is that they're good ones and not good ones. And you paint with too broad a brush, no matter what population you're writing about, you're going to be wrong about half the time. And the only way that you avoid being wrong about half the time is to not paint with a broad brush. And so I really did want to have all of those characters be genuine and fully realized. And I think even when it comes to some of the people on death row, I obviously am somebody who has been representing death row inmates for a long time. And so you would expect that I'm going to be more sympathetic to that population than somebody who just thinks of death row inmates as murderers. And in fact, there's some guys on death row who I think I am, that I write about anyway, that I'm very generous towards. And then there are others who are just frankly SOBs. I wouldn't want to spend any time with them in prison or out of prison. And I just think that one of the principal goals that I set for myself in writing this book was to have all of the different characters who represent a very broad variety of both viewpoint and place in society be fully realized and be rich and genuine and have good qualities and bad qualities, just like everybody I know in my real life.
Exactly. Just like what we see every day. David Dow, author of Confessions of an Innocent Man, a novel exploring the ethics and legal system and correctional system, focusing on the death penalty. David Dow, director of the Texas Innocence Network, I appreciate your taking the time to talk with us on The Literature Quickie on Community Radio. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show.
Take care now.